National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Topics today include cannabinoids halt pancreatic cancer, breast cancer growth, studies say, Alaska judge to rule next week on pot recriminalization law, and Normal remembers Lynn Zimmer, noted sociologist and former Normal board member. More information about these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation is available at norml.org. First up today from Madrid, Spain, cannabinoids halt pancreatic cancer, breast cancer growth, studies say. Compounds in cannabis inhibit cancer cell growth in human breast cancer cell lines and in pancreatic tumor cell lines, according to a pair of preclinical trials published in the July issue of the Journal of the American Association for Cancer Research. In one trial, investigators at Complutense University in Spain and the National Medical Research Institute in France, or INSERM, assessed the anti-cancer activity of cannabinoids in pancreatic cell lines and in animals. Cannabinoid administration selectively increased apoptosis, or programmed cell death, in pancreatic tumor cell lines while ignoring healthy cells, researchers found. In addition, quote, cannabinoid treatment inhibited the spreading of pancreatic tumor cells and reduced the growth of tumor cells, close quote, in animals. They continued, quote, these findings may contribute to a new therapeutic approach for the treatment of pancreatic cancer, close quote, authors concluded. In the second trial, investigators at Spain's Complutense University reported that THC administration, quote, reduces human breast cancer cell proliferation in vitro by blocking the progression of the cell cycle and by inducing apoptosis, close quote. Authors concluded that their findings, quote, may set the basis for cannabinoid therapy for the management of breast cancer, close quote. Previous preclinical data published in May in the Journal of Pharmacological and Experimental Therapeutics reported that non-psychoactive cannabinoids, particularly cannabidiol or CBD, dramatically halt the spread of breast cancer cells and recommend their use in cancer therapy. Separate trials have also shown cannabinoids to reduce the size and halt the spread of glioma or brain tumor cells in animals and humans in a dose-dependent manner. Additional preclinical studies have demonstrated cannabinoids to inhibit cancer cell growth and selectively trigger malignant cell death in skin cancer cells, leukematic cells, lung cancer cells, and prostate carcinoma cells, among other cancerous cell lines. Next up today from Juneau, Alaska, Alaska judge to rule next week on pot recriminalization law. A Juneau Superior Court judge heard arguments this week by lawyers for the Alaska branch of the American Civil Liberties Union, or ACLU, regarding the constitutionality of a new state law that criminalizes the possession of small amounts of cannabis in the privacy of one's home. The Alaska ACLU filed suit last month to block the enforcement of the law, arguing that it violates the privacy clause of the state constitution, which provides that, quote, the right of the people to privacy is recognized and shall not be infringed, close quote. In a 1975 state Supreme Court ruling, Raven versus the State, justices determined that this provision encompassed the possession and use of cannabis in the home. The Superior Court judge is expected to rule on Monday on the ACLU's request to enjoin the new law. Under the law signed by the governor in June, possession of any amount of cannabis is punishable by jail time, and possession of greater than 4 ounces of cannabis is a felony offense. Finally today, from New York City, New York, Normal remembers Lynn Zimmer, noted sociologist and former Normal board member. Lynn Zimmer, a longtime sociologist at Queens College City University of New York and co-author of the book, Marijuana Myths, Marijuana Facts, passed away this Sunday, July 2nd, due to complications from multiple sclerosis. She was 59 years old. Professor Zimmer was an outspoken critic of American drug policy and a published author of several titles investigating illicit drug use and addiction. Most notable among her many books, Marijuana Myths, Marijuana Facts, co-authored with Normal Advisory Board member John P. Morgan, has been published in 7 languages and was praised by the Journal of the American Medical Association, or JAMA, as, quote, an important contribution to the marijuana and drug policy literature, close quote. In 1995, Professor Zimmer joined Normal's Board of Directors, a position she held until 1999. She is a recipient of both the Lynn Smith Award for Achievement in the Field of Scholarship from the Drug Policy Foundation, now the Drug Policy Alliance, and the Lester Grinspoon Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Marijuana Law Reform from Normal.
Dr. Lynn Zimmer was an articulate truth-teller and thoughtful academician who favored depenalizing the use, possession, and cultivation of cannabis by adults. Her insight, wit, and knowledge of the cannabis issue will be sorely missed by those working to inject some needed sanity into America's irrational marijuana laws.
That was Normal's executive director, Alan St. Pierre. Normal expresses its sincere condolences to the friends and family of Lynn Zimmer. This has been Normal News from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. More information about these stories and membership in the foundation is available at norml.org. Normal has a new weekday podcast, Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Find out more at normalaudiostash.com. Tune in every week to Normal News, right here on this station, your cell phone, computer, or iPod. I'm Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.